Good morning, everyone. Today is the 4th of April. It's Thursday morning, 2024. Mark has been reading through the book of Hebrews. He's in Hebrews 6. This chapter is often used by the Arminians to talk about a person falling from grace. It says it was impossible for those who were once enlightened and tasted the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, tasted the good word of God and powers the world to come, they shall fall away to renew them again unto repentance. Seeing they crucified themselves, the Son of God, afresh and put him to an open shame. Well, it has to be talking about those who are not elect there. Because the Bible says that all that the Father hath given him will come to him, and all that come to him he will not cast out. So there's got to be a distinction between the elect and the reprobate in this interpretation of those who were fall away. Okay? The elect cannot, I'm not saying the elect can't backslide, but the elect are God's elect. You know, so this goes back to the election versus the free will doctrine. He says, God made a promise to Abraham because he could swear by no greater. He swore by himself, saying, surely, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. And so, says that God, to show unto the heirs of promise the mutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. It says that it is impossible for God to lie. So the free willers are calling God a liar here. Because God says that his elect are going to repent. They are going to persevere in faith. And it says that it was impossible for God to lie, that we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold on the hope set before us. So the Arminians aren't laying a hold on the hope that was set before us, that it was impossible for God to lie. We have an eternal priesthood. We were told yesterday that that was Melchizedek, or Jesus, after the order of Melchizedek. So, you know, I had a guy take me to task over this one time, saying it just says there that you can taste of the Holy Ghost, and you can taste of the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, and that you can fall away. Not if you're God's elect, you can't fall. If he predestinated us unto before the foundation of the world, how in the world are you going to fall away? So I'll turn this over to Mark. You know, and he has really important to interpret Scripture with Scripture. And that's the thing the Arminians don't do. They want to make man's salvation conditioned on works. Salvation is not contingent on works. Jesus paid it all at the cross. And a lot of people want to put the salvation in the hands of man's will and in the hands of performing good works. We're not teaching against good works, but we're saying that works is not what gives us salvation. Christ paid the price.
Hebrews chapter 6. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, and of laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permit. For it is impossible for those who are once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift or were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, they shall fall away to renew them again under repentance, seeing they crucified themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. The earth which bringeth in the rain that cometh oft upon it and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed receiveth blessing from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto cursing whose end is to be burned. But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things of the company's salvation, though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which ye have showed toward his name, and that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he can swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. So after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and oath for confirmation is to them the end of all strife. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the mutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Whether the forerunner is to be entered, even Jesus, made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
So you either believe in the doctrine of predestination and election, or you believe in the free will of man. And the free will of man is nothing more than making yourself God. If you'd like to obtain a copy of my book, The Lies of Free Will, I'd be happy to send you a copy in a PDF format if you send me an email. My email address is rothmillerstewart, rothmillerstewart, @gmail.com. Send me an email and say, I'd like your book, The Lies of Free Will, and I'll be happy to send you a PDF copy. God bless. So that's one thing that is impossible for God to do. And that's a lie. That's what it says. It says that it is impossible for God to lie. And if he says he chose us in him from the foundation of the world, and we're one of his elect, we're not going to fall away. We're always going to live a life of repentance when we sin. What do you think about that, Arminians?